The report says 20,000 gangs are in the U.S. Many are moving into rural areas, including tribal communities. One, called the Native Mob, is considered the largest and most violent by the FBI. Tom Sturdivant, a special agent with the Wisconsin Department of Justice, says gangs are active in drug trafficking and theft across Indian country, and possibly smuggling across the Canadian border. But he adds many reservation gangs are poorly organized compared to city gangs. Most recruits come from broken homes and are looking for power and respect in their desolate environment.
A lot of these kids are just misguided, lost, or disconnected. The attraction was probably money, bonding, even the fascination and mystique of the gangs.
Sturdivant recalls a crackdown 5 years ago when tribal, state, and federal officials arrested 50 members of the Latin Kings gang on the La Coudre Reservation. He says that gang has yet to recover. Captain Bob Brandenburg of the Lac des Flambeaux Police adds gang activity comes and goes with the economy.
Right now with the economy going south, some of the casinos are hurting, so they're not employing a lot of people. So it's going to go up and keep going up until the economy straightens around, because these people are going to be looking into dealing drugs, and gangs bring that to the table.
Brandenburg calls gangs a cancer, as tribal leaders often burn up funds on anti-gang efforts. He says tribal police are often overwhelmed and understaffed, so getting state and federal law enforcement to help is crucial. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.